100.1 The X. I have just a group of fantastically talented performers in the studio
and
with me
Chris
right
Cox.
Now.
Hello!
Oh, we just got a Chris burn in real early.
Weirdly, that's later than normal as well.
So we're the Illusionists.
The Illusionist Experience at the El Dorado Showroom.
Indeed so. You guys
opening
are
tonight.
Kicking off tonight, and you're going through November?
Yeah.
This is going to be a heck of a run for you
it's
guys.
It's amazing. It's our first residency. This show has toured the world for the last 6 years. From Broadway to London's West End, Sydney Opera House, and everywhere in between. But this is the first time we've actually sat down somewhere, and I can't tell you how thrilled we are to be in Reno.
Right on. Thank you so much for coming here.
Better
so
than
great.
Vegas, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to have to
talking
agree
to a guy
you.
Who worked Vegas for 6 months.
Seriously, though. Let's go around and do some names. Who do we
I'm
got?
I'm David, and I'm the trickster in the show.
Okay.
And,
hello, I'm Chris Cox. I'm the mentalist in the show.
Mentalist?
I'm Valentin, and I'm the showman.
The showman.
I'm Krendel, the escapist.
And the escapist, right on. Yep. Very nice hat.
And I am
Krendel,
thank you. Cheers.
Kyunjun Kim, our sleight of hand artist, the manipulator, he's not here.
Radio, it's an auditory medium. I wish I could show people what you guys do. Maybe I'll just...
Well, they can by buying a ticket. That would be the best way.
Nice one.
See, tie right back into the show. That's these people are true showmen. Yeah, very good. So what can we look forward to? I mean, you don't have to give anything away, obviously, everything away.
So the joy of a magic show is it makes you feel like a kid again. And the joy of the Illusionist is you get to see every type of magic there is. And it's kind of, it's good in that if you don't like any of us in particular, probably me, I have a very grating face. There'll be another act along in a minute, but you don't genuinely get to see the best magicians in the world and me, obviously, doing this incredible stuff that you sometimes maybe you see on TV or something. You think, oh, I like magic, but maybe it's a trick. When you see it, well, it is a trick, obviously. But when you what? See it, hang on, have you not heard?
No,
it's an illusion. You're doing it for real.
Speak for yourself.
At least for the first couple weeks.
Yeah,
well, yeah. That's it. Well, that
there is some realism.
Using tricks.
Yeah, when you see it in front of you, it's like nothing else. And the most amazing thing about the Illusionist is people like Krendel, who, like, we're there doing tricks. I'm mind reading. David's doing his tricks. Valentin is doing his amazing illusions. And then Krendel is risking his life every night because he is an idiot.
Yeah. I'm really broke and my mom doesn't love me. So,
but you turned it into a career.
Exactly. It was a match made in heaven.
That's not bad at all.
So the Houdini Water Torture Cell, I will be doing there. So I'll hung up, if you're unfamiliar with it, I'll be hung upside down. I'll be dunked into a 200-gallon tank of water, handcuffed and shackled and padlocked, the lid, all of that. The most important thing, though, in distinction is this will be uncovered. It will be in full view. There is no illusion to it. You will see me in there the entire time
and
doing this for real.
They covered it up because the promoters didn't want the audience to see the side of a drowning man if things went wrong. So,
right.
But we don't care.
Yeah, nowadays,
we want you to
it's
see
like a train wreck. You don't want it to happen, but you like watching it.
Exactly.
So.
I mean, really, what you just described, I did to get into a fraternity. So it's
well, I have an understudy if I get hurt.
Can I jump in there? If you're sick one night, that would be great.
We also have a brand new stunt, though, that's never been seen before. I will be debuting in the El Dorado showroom. So we have a brand new death-defying stunt as well added to this mix.
All right, fantastic. What about you, sir?
So I'm the showman during the show, and basically I do grand illusions, but for every act I add a little twist that people never seen before to make it special and unique.
All right, very nice. And Chris?
Yes.
Well, can you do something right now?
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to put you on the
dance,
spot.
Dance, monkey boy, dance.
You don't have to, but like...
I can show you a little
you definitely
something.
Want to be more specific with Chris.
Yeah.
You don't want to give
magic
him a long
is
leash.
So great on the radio.
let me see. Have I got a decent pen that'll do? Okay, so I want you to... We'll try a little something. Imagine... Actually, think of someone famous, someone you might want to get a selfie with if you met them. But the only rules are that it has to be someone that I would know, bearing in mind I'm British and I hate sport, unless it's Quidditch.
Okay, I got.
Have you got
I think I have someone perfect.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So you people don't think we set anything up or anything. I want you to commit yourself. Write it down. There's a little post-it note there. Write it on that. Do it so I can't see it as well. So you can just like hold that under the table or something.
Okay.
Lovely, perfect. And then we'll all look away, and you keep that post-it note, and that's our confirmation if we need it.
Look at this artificial tree in the corner.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it real or is it fake? Is that the question?
All right, I got it.
Okay, good. Don't let me see it. Very nice. You keep that secret. I'm going to show you a little something else quickly. Just check. By the way, it's not like there's marks or anything on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay. Have you ever been to the casinos here? You live in Reno, obviously.
Yes, once or twice.
Okay, so I want you to imagine going into the casino. We don't need jokers. What do you play? Do you have a game?
I generally don't gamble that much. If I did have a game, probably would be blackjack.
Okay, great. Excellent. So I want you to imagine that you are sat at that blackjack table. And they've given you a deck of cards. I'm going to put one card just in front of you here. Just imagine this in your head. You open up a deck of cards. You pull out one color half, red or blacks. What color?
Black.
Good. And then you've got the clubs and spades. Which ones do you throw onto the table?
Spades.
Okay, so you've got all the clubs in your hand. They're in ace through king order still, and we need to eliminate some. So do you prefer the pictures or the numbers?
I prefer pictures.
Good. So that's the jack, the queen, the king, and the ace, or not the ace?
The ace.
Okay, so you've got the jack, the queen, the king, and the ace of clubs in your hand. You turn two face down. What two do you turn face down?
Sorry, say it again.
So jack, queen, king, and ace of clubs in your hand. Two of them you turn face down. Just imagine it in your head. Which two?
King and queen.
Good. So you've got two left face up. You've got the jack and you've got the ace. You shuffle them and you hand me one. What do you hand me?
I hand you the ace.
Good. Leaving you with the jack of clubs. You've got rid of all of those cards apart from the jack of clubs, correct?
Yes.
There's one card in front of you that I left for you at the very beginning. Have a little look at that.
Okay. What the hell?
What is it?
It's the jack of clubs.
It's the jack of clubs.
Unbelievable.
So here's the interesting stuff. Here's at the beginning, I asked you what game you play, and you said you play
blackjack.
And this is a
blackjack.
Good. So that is enough of a psychological anchor for me to send you where I want you to send. But all of that has been about me trying to think about more about you, because you're also thinking of a celebrity.
Right.
So I just want you to say the phrase: "I'm thinking of a man. I'm thinking of a woman. I'm thinking of a fictional character."
I'm thinking of a man, I'm thinking of a woman, I'm thinking of a fictional character.
Good, once more.
Thinking of a man, I'm thinking of a woman, I'm thinking of a fictional character.
Very nice. What people don't see is you're doing a weird thing with your hand as you're doing the first things, which is indicating that's where the guilt is, so I reckon you're thinking of a man, yes?
Yes.
Good, okay. So I want you to imagine seeing this man do what they do. And as you do this, I just want you to hum, la, da, make some noises as you're imagining them do what they do. So if they're a musician, you might be imagining hearing them sing or something. If they're a movie star, you might be imagining watching a film. So just make some noises for me as you do this. Copyright free, please, ideally.
Say what?
Copyright free music, just in case.
No, I'm making it up off the
top. Good, you're watching someone on TV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Someone being funny?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Just say that person, not aloud, but just say the name of that person in your head. Okay, that's not quite there. HBO.
Yeah.
British.
Yeah.
You're thinking of John Oliver.
Oh, my God.
Yes! John Oliver!
Yeah!
Bruce Cox, the John Oliver of magic.
I know this is, again, it's auditory, people can't tell, but I'm going to take a picture of the Post-it and put it on our Facebook.
You kept that hidden away. There's nothing there. You've had everything in front of you.
That's nuts.
That's good. And the reason I do that is because the amount of times someone wants to go, no, that's not it. And it's like, it's definitely it. We need confirmation.
Yeah, they deny.
Everybody say their names again.
David Williamson, the trickster.
Chris Cox, the mentalist.
Valentin Azema, the showman.
Crendel, the escapist.
Oh,
so
my
good,
gosh.
They named him once.
Seriously. Incredible. People need to get their tickets.
Family-friendly, eye-popping, hilarious, breathtaking, and we're going to be there for 6 months. And it's an incredible room. The El Dorado showroom has been transformed into a magical paradise. If you come early, you belly up to the bar, you get to see some great close-up magic before the show starts. It's a party atmosphere, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Do it. The El Dorado showroom. It's the Illusionists on tonight. Godspeed. I was going to say good luck, but that's very bad luck to say that. So Godspeed.
Too late. Did you hear about Crendel's disaster?
Yeah. It's all Ian's fault. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.